Okay, let's get into Yechezkel Perek Tezayin. As we get into this very long Perek of Yechezkel, 63 psukim, but this is one of the only prakim that has a name in Chazal. This Perek doesn't have a positive name, but it's a name of Chazal. And the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Chavtes talks about the Perek of Tochacha. That's what this is called, the Perek of Tochacha. The Gemara says, Parshas Tochacha. What do you mean, Parshas Tochacha? This parak is all about Hashem going through some history. Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I gave you everything. I took you out at a time when things looked so bleak and there was no hope and you were so downtrodden. And in another second, you wouldn't have been able to come out of Mitzrayim. I remember that's the Rambam's Lashon. He, for sure, was thinking about this parak in Yechezkel as he wrote those words in the beginning of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, when he says that another second that Bnei Yisrael would have been in Mitzrayim, they would never have been able to come out because they would have been unrecognizable. And that's what you are. Hashem says, just read the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, this is what happened, Ad. He says at the end of Perek Aleph, in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, Bahayadavar Holechu Mitkaber, Bibnei Yaakov, Vechulu. Right, we almost were lost. Because of Hashem's love, He saved us. That basically encapsulates the entire first half of this parak. And that is what, after that, the second half of the parak then gets us into, okay, so what do we do with that? Hashem took us out, Hashem gave us everything, even though there was so little hope, and there was mishalom given, and what do? We just rejected it. And there's a lot of mishalom to znus in this parak. Again, the Radak emphasizes that it's all avodah zarah related. We just can't fathom avodah zarah. So therefore, it's given as that mashal, and the entire parak goes through the averos that we did, forgetting the beginnings where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such chesed upon us, and the parak ends off all the way at the end, that even though Hashem threw us out and Hashem punished us for what we did, but there will come a time when we will return. That is the parak in a nutshell. So the Gemara says, in just by way of introduction, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes, as I said, calls this the Parshas Tochacha. The parak is going to give descriptions as if we were a baby, and nothing that is usually done to a baby was done. We weren't coddled, we weren't swaddled, the umbilical cord wasn't cut, v'chulu v'chulu. So the Gemara learns from this parak that these are the things that you have to do to a baby, even if the baby is born on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes, Amabes. Kol ha'amar paparshas tochacha, that's this parak, osin l'chaya b'Shabbos. Whatever is said in the parshas tochacha that was not done for us, as we will see, that's what you are allowed to do for a woman who gives birth on Shabbos, because those are called needed activities, and they weren't done for us, and yet we survived, because that was out of the chesed of Hashem. This parak also plays a role in the end of Maseches Megillah. The Gemara there talks about the different haftorahs that we read, and the Mishnah tells us on Daf Chafei Mar Aleph, that Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that one is not allowed to read this parak as a haftorah. Ein maftirin bahoda es Yerushalayim. One is not allowed to read as an haftorah, because it talks about the to'evas and the bizyonos of what Yerushalayim did, so we have plenty of others. The Mefarshim talk about it. There's a lot of, read all the Parshas Chazon, read the Haftaras before Tisha B'Av. They're pretty negative about Yerushalayim, but this one is different and unique, maybe the length and the quality of it, but that's what the Gemara says. There's even a story there on Chaf Hema Beis. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Eliezer, that Maisa Badam Echad Sheikori L'Ma'ala Mirab Eliezer. So one time somebody started doing that as a Haftarah, Hodaz Yerushalayim. Esto avoseha. Amalur, Belezer says, before you start blaming Yerushalayim, why don't you check yourself? Achata bodik betoe avos Yerushalayim, say bodok betoe is imcha. Bodku achara vumatsu boshem es pasal. And they checked. And he didn't have proper yichus. The Ritva asked, but he just didn't like it because he had his own shita, so he thought that any other shita is wrong. There's another shita in the Gemara that you can read it. So the Ritva says, no, that he was the Mar Da'asra of the community. And if somebody is in a community, you have to ask that what the minhag of the community is. But again, this haftorah is not read as a haftorah because of its because of its nature. And there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. The Levush in Tav Tzadik Gimel has a long discussion of it. There is, I saw, Derech Drush, the Emavanim Smecha, mentions on page Shin Lamed Aleph in the classic edition, all the way at the end of the Sefer. He says, so many people say negative things about Yerushalayim. He says, that's a bechina of reading this Haftorah. This doesn't just mean read the Haftorah. It means saying bad things about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. La'orer Kategoria. So many people, he says, at the end. This is, only a couple, the second to last page in the whole Sefer. He said, the whole Sefer is about going to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, many people are La'orer Kategoria, Umadon al Boni Aretz, and those who build up the land, even though they're involved, they're not involved in Torah, and maybe they're even anti-Torah, but they're involved in such a mitzvah, Umaftirin, and people are just hoda, are being maftir with hoda, livdo pito evos imenu hakadosha, ulaor sin of a sin al boneha, ka'amram shema kofrim, uposhim, uminim, va'ashu l'schaber imahem, ukadomem in advarim agormim lasos pir ben advekim. He says, look, and he quotes many, many sources, a lot of what the Sefer is about, realize that it's all with hashkacha, and you have to recognize the positive that they are doing. It reminds us of the Aznayim LaTorah that we mentioned in other contexts, the biting, sharp words of Aznayim LaTorah, where he writes in Parsha Shmini on the bird, the da'a. The da'a bird is a non-kosher bird, but the Chazal pointed out in Chulin Daf Samach Gimel that it's the ra'a and the da'a, the same bird. Why is it called the ra'a? Because it has an amazing vision. Tana omedes b'bavel v'roa nevela be'eret Yisrael. It can stand in Bavel and see a nevela in Eretz Yisrael. So ask the Zayim LaTorah, so why is it a non-kosher bird? It has such power. Right? Why is it not kosher? So he answers, because it doesn't take a great chacham to see far away. But what does Chazal say? Dafka, it could stand in Bavel and see Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. That's not a kosher bird. Just to stand outside and talk about the negatives. Remez la'anashim sharom Nevela be'Eretz Yisrael. K'shem ba'atzmam omdim be'Bavel. Ve'inim ba'im l'sheves be'Eretz Yisrael. La'azor le'ele. Ha'mishtalim la'sis neshama la'am ale'a v'ruch la'hochim ba. Shein das tor nochim is Hashem's not interested in that. You want to have a say? You want to have an opinion? You have to come live here, says Lazdain LaTorah. So this is all background for the Perek that we will start, and again, and read some of the words, some of the psukim, as much as we could get to. Vayidivar Hashem alai lemar, Hashem says, Ben Adam hoda es Yerushalayim es tov osea. Let Yerushalayim know, and again, we're not talking, he's not in Yerushalayim, he's in Bavel. Tell the people in Bavel to spread the word to those in Yerushalayim. V'yamarta ko amar Hashem Elokim liYerushalayim. Mechorosayich umodosayich. Me'eretz haKanani. Where you lived and your birthplace are from Canaan, meaning you're acting like them, says the Radak, says the Abarbanel. You're acting like the Canaanim. Avicha ha'emori, v'imechitis, like the Emorim, just like it appears where your parents are from. So that's the Radak and the Abarbanel and others, that you're acting like these non-Jewish nations amongst where you find yourself. Right? The Rambam says, also, once we're on the Rambam Nuchas Shuva, the Rambam also Nuchas Deo says, we're influenced by who we are with. But sometimes we have to try to buck the trend. We have to be like fish swimming upstream, right? And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, that we're naturally influenced by those around us. And that was the godless, the Gemara Sanhedrin Lamites, the godless of Ovadia. Ovadia was someone who grew up amongst two Rishayim, and who lived amongst two Rishayim, Achav and Izevel, and he did not follow their path. But naturally, we would follow the path of who we are around. That's the beginning of the sixth parak in Dehilchas Deos. Derech b'riyaso shel adam lios nimshach b'deosa b'masa v'achareya v'chaveirav v'noeg b'mina kanshi b'dinaso. And that's why you have to have a good chevra. But here they didn't. That's what the Radak and the Abarbanel say the pasuk is referring to. Rashi says maybe he's referring to Avram and Sarah in the past that he calls us. Okay. Umoldosayach b'yomu ledes osach. And when you were born, the mashal is, right, when you were in Mitzrayim, lo karas sharech uvamayim lo rechas lamishi, your umbilical cord wasn't cut, you weren't washed with water like you usually need to, v'hamlech lo humlachat, v'hachtel lo chutalt, lo chasa alaych ay, nobody had rachmanis on you, lasos loch achas meila, not even one of these, you need all of these, really, to save the baby, not even one of these was done, v'tush luchi al pnei asadi, you were just thrown out in the field, there was so little hope for you, so little hope that you'd ever become anything, v'gol nafshech, b'yom huledes osach, on the time that you were born, the future looked very, very bleak. Says the psukim, right? Even al pnei asadeh, that's like referring to the tachas hatapuach. Remember that story in Masechta Sota where the Mitzrayim didn't want them to have babies. Or if they would have babies, they would throw them into the Nile. So what did the women do? They went out to the fields, and they had babies out there. Gemara in Shah and Sota Lamed Yud Aleph, Molichos Ezel Balean Lasada, Marchitzos Osan, Vesachos Osan, Umachilos Osan, Umashkos Osan, Veniskakos Lahan Bein Shvatayim. They were there, and they were with their husbands there, and they gave birth there. Vikivan Shemis Abros, Bos Labatein, Vikivan Shemagias Man Moldehan, when it was time for them to give birth. Holchos v'yoldos besade tachas atapuach shemar tachas atapuach overaticha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalech v'shemarim. Hashem would send angels to take care of them, and they'd go into the ground, and the Mitzrayim would try to plow over them, and they wouldn't be able to find them. But that's here. Batushluchi, they were thrown out onto the field. I took care of you, says Hashem. And we have pasuk Bav, the most famous pasuk in this parak, one of the most famous pasukim in the whole sefer. Vo'evar alayach va'erech, I passed over you and I saw you. Mismosesim adamayach, you were drowning in blood. Vo'omer lach b'damayach chayi, vo'omer lach b'damayach chayi. But I said, in your blood shall you live. In your blood shall you live. B'damayach chayi. Chazal obviously darshan, Rashi quotes it. Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, the two damim that got us out at that moment. B'damayach chayi, the Dam Karen Pesach. And previous before that, the dam mila. That's what Hashem says, right? The pashas of the psukim in the context. We mentioned this by a bris mila, but the context of the pasuk is that Hashem says, "I was with you, even though you was wallowing in blood. I was going to take you out, and I helped you, even though there was such a bleak future." The Imam Avraham Smecha again mentions that he thinks this is referring to this time, and he wrote this in 1942, 1943. He wrote this on page Reish Yates. He says, Yechezkel's talking about this Zman, this generation. Nirish, Anavi Bruach Kodsho, Hever Esein Mabato Adem Al Yimei Goluseinu, is referring to our Golus. Amashakara Lanu B'Yameinu B'Meluchos Europa. What happened in Europe, says the Imam Avraham Smecha? Jews contribute to every population and to every country, in every profession. Sha'amalnu B'Zeas We gave everything to the countries where we were in. And what happens? We get nothing. Because they took it, and now they are destroying us. They're taking everything that we did. This is what the Navi is talking about. You're drowning in your blood, and the blood that you gave to these countries. He thinks blood and money. It's a double meaning. Mamonu dam in mamish. Mamoncha v'demei kochacha. V'im kolze. You're left naked, as we'll see. V'omerlach. And I say from now on, miyomal v'hala tera'ab, b'damaya chayi. With your blood you will live. Where is that going to be? Only in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go back, says the Imam Avraham Smecha. Shetashav la'artzcha v'nachalazcha. V'latitein et shnei dam in manal. You'll give your money, you'll give your blood into Eretz Yisrael. And if you do that, in banita bayit be'eretz Yisrael, ata teshev bo la'orech yamim, uvanecha acharecha yeshu bo. V'im natata keren be'eretz Yisrael, ata techanchu, v'ata tochal mimenu v'lo zarim, v'chein b'chol avodos malacha shetavod v'artzecha, not in lands of Galus, and he quotes this for the Chassam Sofer also, but he says that's what he thinks this pasuk is referring to, this door. And obviously he lived in the 1940s before the major aliyahs. Revava, now we continue the psukim. Hashem's still going through the history. Revava ketzama chasad nesatich, and I gave you, I made you numerous, right, pruruvu. Vatirbri vatigdali vatavoi ba'adi adoim, you became older and of marriageable age. Shadaim nachonu sorech tzimeach, again, all in terms of the mashal, you physically blossomed in your hair. Va'at erom ve'erya, and you were still naked. What is naked? Naked might mean, Rashi says, from mitzvos, right, you didn't have anything, you were just coming out. The Radak says you were naked from Torah. You didn't have Torah Shebichsav. You didn't have Torah Shebalpeh. Those are the Shnei Shadayach. The Torah nourishes us just like a sheep nourishes the baby, producing milk. And that's the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh, says the Radak. K'mo sheha Shadayim magdilim hatinok u'ma'amidin oso b'chayim. Kena Torah Mora, Derech HaChayim, Baseu Baba. So you were there, you didn't have anything, but I took care of you. Vo'evar alayach, v'erech v'hine, itech eis dodim, v'efros knafi alayach, I put my wing over you. V'achazer v'aseich, v'eshav alach, u'avo b'vrisosach, I swore to you, I made a prince with you, even though you had nothing. V'erechatzich b'mayim, v'eshtof tamayach me'alayach, I washed you off, v'asukech b'shamen, I smeared you, and Hashem did everything for us. V'al b'sheich rikma, v'enalech tachash, He gave us all these special types of begadim. Maybe this is referring to the Mishkan and Maamar Sinai. all different events. He gave us jewelry. Vatadi, maybe it refers to the Sifrei Tanakh, even though it didn't happen yet, but referring to that. Soles, Dvash, Shemen. Again, Rashi says, and others say, it's referring to all the different parts of the Mishkan, and you became beautiful. Va'etzilach shame b'goyim b'yafyech, and there was a beautiful shame about your beauty. Radak says, when did we reach our pinnacle, our zenith? Malchus beis David, Malchus b'imei Shlomo. Through Pasuk Yudalid, that is all what Hashem did for us. And then what happens? We let it get to our head. Va'tivtachi Pasuk Tezvav, b'yafyech, batizni al shemech, right? You took it all, and then you went in the wrong direction. You took your beauty, you took your power, and you went in the other direction. Again, all of this is in the mashal of Znus, but as the Radak says, it's all referring to Avodah Zarah. Right? Why does it say it this way? Because we can't understand Avodah Zarah. Maybe the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already knew that there was not going to be a taiva for anymore after the Anshei HaKadosh got rid of it. So he has to put it into words that we understand. So all of this is about women and Znus and looking for other partners. It's all related to Avodah Zarah. Right, you were open to anyone who passed by. You wanted to know about every Avodah Zarah. Whoever was there, you were willing to be with them. You took from your begadim, you made places to get people's attention. Everything that I gave you, from the gold and the silver and everything, and you used it to sway from me. Use the beautiful clothing that I gave you. And the shemen and the ketores, right? In the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael brought the Avodah Zarah. Pasuk Yotes, v'lachmi. What about the bread that I gave you? Rashi says, fascinating. The day B'nai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, the man fell the next morning. You ever think about that? Rashi says, Yom Sha'asu Asa Egel, Yorad Lam Amon, V'natul Mimenu Lifnei HaEgel, V'yafal Pikein, V'hi B'yamachar V'lo Pasak. Every day Hashem said, I gave you everything, and you use it to be nourished in order to go serve Avodah Zarah. It reminds us of what the Tomer Dvorah says, the first page of the Tomer Dvorah, where he goes through the Pasuk. As we know, the whole Sefer is based on the Pasuk of, in Micha, Mikal Kamocha. So in the first Mida, Mikal Kamocha. Who is like Hashem? He's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Melech Ne'elav, Sovel Elbon, Mashalo Yichileu Rayon. Ready? He bears embarrassment, but we can't even fathom. There's not a second that Hashem is not giving us life. Every second, the Mayosha Adam Chote Bakohulo Mano Mimenu Klal. El Sova Lakadosh Baruch Hu Elbon Kaze, Lios Mashpia Bakoach Tnua Sevarov. That's Mikal Kamocha, right? That's the first Mida that he discusses, and that's exactly what this pasuk is referring to. The bread, we use the bread and we nourish ourselves and we stray from Hashem. And pasuk chaf, vatichi is banayach, we take our children and we give it to the molech, right? Even Rashi says, even if we have some, even if we're doing shituf, we have some children serving of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and some doing Avodah Zarah, we take the ones serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, are learning Torah, we take those and we burn them to molech. Veiz kol toavo sayach, vatasnu sayach, pasuk chavez, all of your toevos, lo, kri niksiv. The kri is lo zachart. Hashem says to us, you didn't remember everything I used to do for you. Lo zacharti, the kri, says the Radak, means, even though I knew you were going to do this, I didn't hold it against you. Even though I saw in the future, this is what you were going to do. I didn't think about all those things. I did Barsher Husham, and I gave you Bechira Chavshis. Biosech Erom Ve'erya, Misposesses, B'damei Chayit. I did this all. V'hi Achrei Kora Asech, Oy Oylach. And Hashem says, now that you've done it all, and you've built all of these things on all of the corners and the idols, El Kol Rosh Derech Banit Ramasech Vatesavias Yafyech. Right, you made disgusting your beauty. Vatefaschias Raglaich L'chol Over. You opened up your legs to anyone who came in. Right, again, mashal for Avodah Zarah. You acted like the Mitzrayim. Pasuk Chava, Vatizni Al B'nei Mitzrayim. Right, the pasuk in Vayikra, Perak Yuches, Tafka the Mitzrayim. We have to stay away from. But that's something that you couldn't even get enough of. And then the pasuk continues. You went to every country. Pasuk Chavches, Vatizni Al B'nei Ashur, Mibilti Savasech. You weren't satisfied. Vatirbias Nuseich Al Eretz Kenan, Kazdima. You tried to get those. Vagam Bezos Lo Savata. You could not satiate your taiva for being away from me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Rabbi Yona says in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Avishoseh, B'tsame es Devrehem. Right? We have to drink thirstily the words of Torah. He quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Oev Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef. I'm sorry, he quotes the pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei is, Nefes Sve'a Tavus Nofes. V'nefesh re'eva kol mar matok. A satiated spirit will hate even the honeycomb, because they won't be interested, they won't be hungry. V'nefesh re'eva, but if you have a hungry spirit, kol mar matok. Anything bitter will be sweet. And then the Rabbi Nirona says, whatever we're thirsty for, we'll never be satiated for. Mishu saveh midivrei Torah, ve'in chefso bahem afilu omrim lo kama margolias batorah. Tavus osam nafsho. If somebody is saveh, he's satiated, they can hear the greatest vart. It's not going to make a dent. V'harav lahem u'misaveh l'sham'am afilu omrim lo davar b'lo tam. If you love Torah and you're hungry for Torah, you can hear the most bland dvar Torah. Yimtak b'fiyu v'yismach bo sheyodeh shu emes achar sherabo amru. And that's exactly what the message here. Right? They said you couldn't. Hashem says you couldn't be satiated. You couldn't be satiated, and you tried to go and get all the avodah zarah that you can. Right? Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that even the Menashe comes to Ravashi, I think, and says, if you were alive in my day, you would be running after me. So it's hard for us to fathom, but at least in terms of the mashal of the znus, we can picture it. Komar Hashem Elokim, so Pazak Lamed Vav, Hashem says, now part three, because you did this, you're going to get punished. Yani Shafech Nechushtech Vatigaler Vaseich Besaznud Nsayich, I'm going to put all those who love you, all those who hate you, I'm going to put them together, and they're all going to be against you. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'ki batzti osam alayach misaviv, V'ki lesi er vaseich aleim. I'm going to reveal all of your nakedness. V'ro es kol er vaseich. U'shvatich mishpatei noafos, v'shof chosdam. And you'll get judged as adulterers, as murderers, because often those two go together, the Radak explains. And v'hinichoch erum ve'erya, eerily, Pasuk Lamed Tes, we were going to be with nothing, like when we started. When Hashem took us out, we're going to be started, and you're not going to be able to build anything. And Hashem says, this is what you get for not thinking and remembering what exactly I took you through. And there's comparisons to Sodom and to Canaan. As we get towards the end of the parak, Hashem says, you're even worse than them. Maybe they didn't even have a chance to do better. They didn't have the potential, but we do. V'lo b'darkeim mem zayin. V'lo b'darkeim alach. You didn't even follow them. U'kitoav osein asit. Kimat kot v'tashchisi mi'en kol durachayich. Right? You're even worse. The Malbim says on Pasuk mem zayin. You're even worse. At least they just rejected me and they said, Hashem, okay, he's busy. You kept me, but you also partnered me with other gods. And in a sense, that's even worse. Stom did. Stom had everything. Memtes. Go'on sivas lechem v'shawas hashkeit. V'yad ani v'avyan lo achzika. Right? They didn't do chesed, and you're even worse. So how is exactly even worse is a good question. We've discussed in the past. You know, what exactly was the chait of Stom? Right? It's a beautiful Emes Liyakov right here on Navi, where he says, what does it mean? Yad ani v'avyan lo achzika? Says the Rabbi Yaakov, Af shalofnei matan Torah, adayin lo nitna mitzvat staka. Aye, they weren't mitzvah. Become welcome nitvu al ze anshe stom ki afilu goyim chayavim ladas dvarim basisiyim mitoch es bonenus pshuta bebria. Even non-Jews should know basic values and what's expected. V'achiyav shal tztacha v'chesed em anitzrach v'anitzkach hu kiyama olam. That's kiyama olam, right? That's the, you have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could demand that just by looking at the world, opening up your eyes. Shayeches gam b'bnei noach v'chisvar zuhi sichli to b'nei noach v'chuyavim b'chol mitzvah sichlios. It's a big discussion, the first takdama to the Rabbeinu Nisim going to Shas, but this is Rabbi Yaakov right here. It says you have to do what, you have to have this, the inner instinct that a human being would have, how to act. And he says, that's what all of Sefer Bereishis is to teach me. There are no mitzvos, but it's all about how we should act. And at the end, he even says in a halachic sense, there's a discussion in the poskim about what the isser of Besar Adam is. Besar Adam. It might be just an isser asay, but he says, if a chol has a choice what to eat, of course he eat the Besar Nevela, not Besar Adam. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you? That's the most disgusting cannibalism. And that's what makes it even worse. And he quotes other sources related to that. But again, Rabbi Yaakov says that's what Stom is held accountable for. And somehow, even though it's hard for us to fathom, Yecheskel says that we weren't even at the level of Sodom. The end of the parak says, Anun and Aleph, other nations even it didn't even do half. But again, the problem is the potential, because we were in a base of Migdash. We had this special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then we rejected it. And then we left it. So that makes it even worse. Again, there's a lot of other connections brought here. But just to end, the parak ends off. The last four psukim, Hashem says, there will come a time when you will come back. Ki ko amar Hashem Elokim v'yasisi osak asher asita asher bezita ala l'hafer bris. Right, you violated, but v'zacharti ani es brisi osak. I remember the bris b'meinu urayach from when we started. V'akimosi lach bris olam, and I will keep my promise. And you will come back. You'll be embarrassed, but you'll come back, and eventually we will be together again. The Netziv quotes this in the pasuk. In Parshas Kisiso, where we discuss after the Lucha Shnios, and then Siv says it's referring to these, the psukim there are referring to this this bris, that's the v'niflesi, as the niflos. What's the niflos? Hashem's never going to reject us. No matter how bad we do, there'll come a time when Hashem will take us back after we will be refined and we'll be able to come back. Hashem will say, okay, you can come back. And he will take us. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, again, there's a lot in this parak. Feel free to go through more of the psukim, the radak, and the other mafarshim. But again, we got our taste of the parak, Parshas HaTochacha.